I love you guys. Do you know you can hear Billy Graham's sermon 24 hours on the radio? I think it started back in COVID somewhere along there, and it was so popular that they just continued it, and it just brings to mind this truth in 2 Corinthians. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. He always He leads us in triumph. And that's 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm going to be in Colossians 1. Colossians 1 is where I'm going to light, but I'm going to work through this kind of backwards. I'm going to start off in Colossians 2 right quick. I read one verse of it for you this morning. Colossians 2, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Try to say that, triumphing. I don't know that I got it right yet. But you remember how Jesus, who he said he was, who he claimed he was. It was the handwriting of requirements that was against him. It was the handwriting against him. It was nailed to the cross above him. And this is a picture of the handwriting of requirements that was against us. He took it and he nailed it to the cross with, just like his was, so was ours. Galatians 4:9. I want to show you a couple of things. Galatians, he's talking about returning to the old ways and returning to the old life. He says, but now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again, listen to what he calls them, the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire to be in bondage? The weak and beggarly elements. The weak and beggarly elements are the ones that we desire to be in bondage by. We don't need to do that. Romans chapter 8. Yet in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is absolutely nothing created, nothing ever existed that can separate us from the love of God, which are in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's wiped out the handwriting of requirements. He's taken it out of the way. He's disarmed the principalities and powers. Who are the principalities and powers? They're the same ones in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, and the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. It is Satan. It is the unholy Trinity. He has I can't think of what I'm going to say. He has a. Forget it. We wrestle against Satan. We wrestle against his enemies. We wrestle against all of them. But that passage in Ephesians chapter 6 says to put on the armor of God so that we can stand. So that we can stand. And this right here says, having disarmed the principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them. He has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Colossians 4:17 says this, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Did I tell you guys I love you? Yeah, thank you. I feel like I've been being kind of mean, is the way to put it. Biblical, yeah, but mean, spirited towards you guys. And today, I just want you to know that there is victory. There is victory in Christ. There is victory in following him. There is victory in doing what he wants us to do. Now I'm going to get to the passage, Colossians 1, verse 9. For this reason, he's praying for them. For this reason, since we heard it, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with all knowledge, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You know what? We just need to grow. We need to grow. And that'll come about when we are praying. We are people of a prayer. Listen, you don't need a second experience. All right? You just need to grow. You need to grow in your experience that you've had with Christ, and specifically in this wisdom and spiritual understanding. Maybe filled with the knowledge of his will. I wish it didn't say that, but it does. It's we have so convoluted the knowledge of God's will, and it's not something that's it's not something that's to be hard to figure out. It's something that's there, and Christ and his Spirit guide us into his will. The knowledge of his will and all spirit, the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. It needs to be in wisdom and spiritual understanding. Listen, well, let me read a couple verses to you. Ephesians 4:26. He says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said. And chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but will whatever he speaks, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Listen, this doesn't make it any easier, I know. At least, I think I know. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you into the truth, will lead you into the truth, will lead you into what his will is, will lead you in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Just listen to God's Holy Spirit so that you can grow. And verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. But please him. See, true spiritual wisdom will affect the way we live. Walk worthy of, that you may walk worthy of the Lord. Ephesians 4:1 says that exact same thing. I beseech you, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. We are to just walk worthy, and this walking in knowledge and spiritual understanding and wisdom will lead us to walk worthy of the gospel. Deeper truths are a detour. You hear people often, sometimes, you hear them talk about, well, I'm studying God's word. I'm studying right now. I want something deeper. That's a detour. That's to get you off track. That's to keep you from following after God. Because you see, all knowledge and spiritual wisdom and understanding, all wisdom and spiritual understanding come from God. They come from walk and work. There's two things in here. Walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Him. Walk and work. Walk. You have to live it out. If it's not lived out, it's not pleasing to God. If I can't stress enough how much opening up your Bible and studying it and closing it and going away and not having a life that's transformed is meaningless. It's meaningless. What about the work? This is not our work for God. This is God's work through us. God's work through us as we seek to obey Him and seek to listen. I don't know. It's a long time. It's a lifetime. I want to tell you that right now, up front. It's a lifetime. Listen, it took Joseph 13 years. 13 years in Egypt, in prison, before he was used to rescue his family. Moses, how long did it take Moses? 80 years. 80. Get that in your mind. 80 years before he was capable. It took Jesus 3 years. Paul, we get the sense that Paul received Christ and then he just got up and went to preaching. That's not the case. It took him 13 to 17 years in Arabia as he gained knowledge and that sort of thing. And Samuel, what about Samuel? We talked about this on Wednesday night one time. You know, when God decided that he was about to deliver the Israelites, you know what he did? He birthed a baby. He birthed a baby. It was going to be years before the baby was grown, years before the baby was old enough to be a prophet. You guys, life with Christ, the journey with Christ, the walking with Christ, it's your life. And it lasts a lifetime. You'll become fruitful in every good work when you do it. You walk with Him. Strengthened with all might, according to the glorious power. This is a verse y'all been waiting on, but you're going to be disappointed. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. When we think of the power of God, which this clearly talks about here, the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, we think of Him parting the Red Sea and walking across it on dry land. We think of Moses standing on the rock and speaking to us, striking it with I better back that up, speaking to it, the name of Jesus, and bringing out some fresh water. We think of Paul, little less known story in the book of Acts. He was preaching one night, preached all night, got to be about midnight. He was still preaching. Guy fell out of the window, fell over dead. Fell out of the window, fell asleep, fell out of the window, and Paul went down there, raised him up. That's the power. Notice, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering. For patience and long suffering. That's what the power is for. That's what the energy is for. It's for the patience and long suffering. David, well, I got a verse here, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes the city. There's a passage in there. It's in 2 Samuel. I can't remember where it is. 16, I think. I don't remember exactly, but David is... a guy comes out against him and starts throwing rocks at him, against David and his army. And he's casting insults at him. And in the end, David just says, just let him alone. Let him do it. Because it might be that the Lord would have mercy on me. The Lord would have mercy on me. Can you control your anger? Can you control your tongue? That was not so easy, is it? Controlling your tongue. And lastly, giving thanks. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of this, of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Are you able to give God thanks? Give him thanks. Why? Because he made us worthy. He made you worthy. He made me worthy. We didn't automatically become worthy. He made us worthy. He made us worthy. Just give thanks to him. Stand up with me if you would. My prayer is that we'll experience renewal and revival. My hope is that on any given Sunday, that that'll take place. Now is the time for you to make a decision for Christ, for you to follow him. You come on down, come forward, and we'll present you. You come and kneel at the altar if you want to kneel at the altar. You get a friend to come and pray with you. Whatever you need to do, you come right now.